Today's Shir Masechta Bavasra Daf Chav Ches, as Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, we have the schus to begin Perek Cheskos Habatim. Perek Cheskos Habatim, as the Ritva teaches us, is the chazak of this, the chazakas that are primarily discussed in this Perek are Cheskos Raya. That the chazak in our Perek comes to teach us that somebody is on a piece of property and he doesn't have adequate proof that this piece of property belongs to him. A chazakah is going to be one of the ways, as we're going to learn, that could prove that he is indeed the owner of this property. So the chazakah here that we speak about is not a chazakah that we often speak in Shas, where you could take ownership of a property through making a kinyan chazakah to doing an act that shows ownership. That's a Cheskos Kinyan. Our Perek is not focused primarily on Cheskos Kinyan. Our Perek is focused on Cheskos Raya, that you have, that you want to prove that this piece of property is yours. The halacha is, as we're going to learn, that if you are on the property for 3 years and now somebody comes to make a claim that this property belongs to them, the halacha is, if you have this chazaka that you were there for 3 years, then you have a proof that it's yours, even though, as we're going to learn in our shurim, you don't have a shtar, you don't have a deed to back up your point. The way our chazaka works is, as again, as I said, you're on the property for 3 years, and now somebody says this property belongs to you. The person who makes the claim has to have proof to make his claim a valid claim. If he can't stand behind his claim with Adam, it just comes and says, well, the property you're on belongs to me, that would be a meaningless claim. You have to have, if you want to make a claim against me, you have to have proof to back up your claim. The Rishonim who disagree, if on top of having chazaka, and now somebody makes a claim against my chazaka, what will be the halacha? Do I also have to make a shvuah on that to bolster my position? The Rambam's opinion is that you have to have that. You make a shvuah. The Rambam makes a point that even though normally we know the halacha throughout Shas is ein nishban al kakos, we don't make shvuah when we speak about property. Here, the halacha is that we do make a shvuah even on property. The Ra disagrees, and the Ra says that when we're learning in our Perek in Mitzvashem, the power of chazaka to make that you're considered the owner of this field is only that is so strong that a shvuah is not necessary. Moreover, the Ritva points out that when we speak about chazaka being strong, explains the Ritva, that's only if I'm on a piece of property. So because I'm on the property, the fact that I have a chazaka that I'm on this property gives me a strong position. But a chazaka is not strong enough that based on chazaka, I should be able to take something away from somebody else. A chazaka is only valid when to help me remain on the property that I'm on. As we're going to learn, the chazaka is only necessary by property, by karka. Regarding metantlin, the halacha is that kol ma shetachas yadoi, we have a, that whatever I'm holding on to is mine, and all the halachas and the conditions that we're learning, that we're going to learn about a 3 year chazaka would not be necessary. The Rashbam explains that the difference between karka is metantlin is that metantlin do not normally involve a shtar. The transaction of taking ownership of a metantlin doesn't usually involve a shtar, and karka usually does. So therefore, by karka, the fact that I don't have the shtar is a proof maybe that I don't own this property. And the only way that I should be able to prevail is by having a chazaka. The Ritva explains, the fact that you have something in your possession, it's assumption that if you have it, it's yours and it's yours legally. But by karka, you could always walk into somebody else's property. And therefore, the fact that I'm in the property is not enough of a point, not enough of proof that it's mine. Rabbeinu Yonah explains, by metatlin, since I'm actually holding the actual metatlin, the burden of proof lies with the person who wants to take it away from me. When we speak about karka, even though I'm actually on the karka, I'm not considered a muchzik. Using or living on karka is not the same as holding on to metatlin, because metatlin are completely in my rishus. I take something that's metatlin and I actually hold on to it. Whereas when we speak about karka, I can never really be holding it. You can't be holding karka in your hand. And because you can't actually be holding on to the property in your hand, that's why the halacha is that you're not going to, that is why karka is different than metatlin. As we said, there's two types of chazaka. There's cheskas raya, the fact that I'm holding on to it, that's the subject of our parak, it's a proof that it's mine. And there's cheskas kinyan through a kinyan that's made. When we speak about chazaka, but there's a third situation, and that is if somebody has a chazaka for a certain mitzvah. And what's the halacha? And so that also establishes that I have certain rights. The Martcha speaks about a case where in a certain shul, they sell galila for the whole year. And there was a person who every year was bought that right. One time, unfortunately, his financial situation changed and he could not bid and buy that aliyah. And now, Baruch Hashem, as the year goes on, his financial situation changed, and now he is able to buy this galila, of course, at the price that was paid. So certainly in a case, says the Mordechai, where he voluntarily walked away, saying, this year I'm not going to buy it, and now he wants to change his mind, he can't change his mind. But the case we are speaking about is where circumstances forced him into this situation, and Baruch Hashem, his circumstances changed. So the Mordechai says that the person who has a chazaka all the years may re-exercise that chazaka. He'll pay for the amount that was paid, how much there's left in the year, prorated, and get back that galila. And the Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim, Simen Kuf Nun Gimel, Sif Chabez, Paskins, Afila Hesha Rishin, Betoichsman Tzchiris Hasheni, Ibarach Shem, the first person who had the chazaka, became wealthy during the term of the second person, Choyza Harishin LeMitzvosoi, he gets back the mitzvah, V'yinakul Hasheni Menadam, Fi Erichsman Shavim, prorate, we pay him back. Says the Ratfaz, that even though we're going to learn to have a chazaka, you have to have a chazkas, we have to have a taina. In other words, the fact that I'm on a property for 3 years does not prove that I am the owner of the property. I have to be able to say, well, I own this property, I bought this property, and I have a chazaka to back it up, and that's why, even though I don't have a shtar, it's a proof that it's mine. Without a taina, a chazaka alone is meaningless. Says the Ratfaz that a chazaka, like the case that we're speaking about, the chazaka for galila, doesn't even have to have a taina. In other words, you don't have to come along and say, well, I didn't have the money to pay, now I do. You could just exercise your chazaka. There are others that disagree, and you always have to have a taina. The question comes up, The Magen Avraham discusses there a situation where there was a shul that had only one Sefer Torah. And because they only had one Sefer Torah, they always used that Sefer Torah to read from. And now, Baruch Hashem, somebody else donated Sefer Torah. And the person who's the owner of the first Sefer Torah says that I have a chazakah. And the chazakah is that they always used my Sefer Torah. So now the question is, he didn't have that explicitly agreed. They're just relying on a chazakah. So it's a chazakah she'enimai taina. What would be the halacha? The machzor shekel seems to hold that a chazakah, that it would still be considered a valid chazakah. The sma disagrees. And he says that you have to have a taina along with it. The Shas HaTshuvas Michas Yitzchak discusses in Chelek Vav Simcha Beis a situation where in a certain shul, they always give the Rav the Aliyah of Chazak. And what happened then was the Gabbai of the shul decided that it's a good way to bring funds into the shul and going to start selling the Aliyah of Chazak. So the question is, can the Gabbai change it? So he has a chazakah, but he doesn't have a taina. He didn't do anything to earn that chazakah. It's not like he bought that right or that's part of his contract. But the Michas Yitzchak, and he says, so is the opinion of the Marsham. The halacha is that you follow the chazakah and the Rav has the right of that chazakah. Similarly, I saw that there's a discussion about there's a Chevra Kedisha in a town. And the Chevra Kedisha has a chazakah that whenever someone unfortunately passes away, they do the tahara, they take care of the levaya. And now, someone passed away, there's a rav, a chashva person, and his talmidim, who are not members of the Chevra Kedisha, want to have the opportunity to do the tahara. And the question is, can they take it away? And the Paiskim are pretty unanimous that if the Chevra Kedisha has a chazakah, that they always take care of the levaya by all niftarim in this town, they will be in charge of this levaya as well, and nobody else could push them away. The Cheshukei Chemed discusses, in fact, that the Paiskim say, that the Marik says, that if somebody who's had sons, and whenever he has a baby boy, he honors a certain individual to be the Moel. And there was a case where the Moel was the Moel by his three first children, and then by the last child, there was a little of a problem with the bris. And the question is, he now, Baruch Hashem, has another son, and the question is, he wants to take a different moel because of this unfortunate situation. The moel says, I have a chazakah that I do all the brisim in your family. What is the halacha? So he quotes Rabbi Yoshev Zatzal. Rabbi Yoshev says, we have to evaluate what happened. If what happened here was a pshia, was of negligence, he doesn't have to give it to him. But if a situation of an oinus, that something was a pure accident, then in fact he could exercise his chazakah, and therefore the halacha is that he will be able to continue having the chazakah. And Rabbi Yosha said that the Moel says that how could it have been anything but an accident? I'm a Moel Mumcha, I'm an expert. The truth is, says Rabbi Yoshev, that even experts could sometimes do something which is not supposed to be done. And therefore, because that could happen even by experts, says Rabbi Yoshev, the halacha is we should evaluate what exactly happened here. The way we evaluate it is that the way that we evaluate it is that we bring another male to see what exactly happened and make a determination, was this an onus or a pshia? Says the Mishnah, Cheskes Habatim, how are Cheskes Habatim established? Habiris, or if you have a chazakah, to have a bar, a pit somewhere. Sichin is a different type of a pit. A pit is usually round. Sichin is a pit that's in the length. Ma'iris is a pit that's in a square. Vashaifchis are nests. Vamachotzos are bathhouses. Or Beis Abadim. Beis Abadim, Rashi explains, is a place where they squeeze oil. There are Rishonim that argue on Rashi and his explanation that Beis Abadim means it's a place where they squeeze oil, because they say that we're going to learn in our Mishnah that there's a difference in halacha between a place where you're constantly in use versus a place that's only used during certain seasons. So if it means a place where oil is pressed, oil is not pressed all of the time. So if oil is not pressed all of the time, then why is the Beis Habadim need to have a chazakah of 3 years? So because of that, some Rishonim say the definition of a Beis Habadim is a place where oil is stored. If we define it as a place that oil is stored, a warehouse is in use all year. But others say that even if, as Rashi explains, that the Beis Habadim is a place that oil is pressed, even though it's primarily used for the pressing of olive oil, it's also used for pressing of other materials, and therefore it's a place that's in use all year. And since it's a place that's used all year, you have to have 3 full years to establish a chazakah. A Beis HaSalchin is a place, a field, that they constantly have to water. Vavadim, avadim are slaves. So it seems that what's the reason that to establish a chazakah on an eved you need 3 years? Because avadim are constantly used. But the truth of the matter is, the Gemara says that the reason why avadim need to have a chazakah of 3 years, because a person, an eved, is a person that doesn't stay in one place all the time. He goes back and forth. So the only way to be able to prove that, Eved is yours is you have to have a chazakah that he was working for you for 3 years. The kosher is any place that produces peiros tadar on a regular basis, chazkoson, they have to have a chazakah in order to be able to establish chazakah. You have to have chazkoson shalosh shanim liyom liyom, 3 full years. But the Rishonim point out, when we say 3 full years, that it means that it goes from the date that you're in till the date that you're for 3 years further. In other words, it doesn't follow when Rosh Hashanah is, or as we find in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, it's 3 years from the day. Of course, the Rishonim, the Eater, points out that doesn't mean that you have to have eaten or done something in the property every day of all 3 years. As long as you work there in the normal way of working. So somebody has a field, he doesn't work in his field every day. He obviously doesn't work in his field on Shabbos. As long as you worked on the field in the normal way, that is enough to establish a chazakah that it's a proof that this property belongs to me, and therefore that's the definition of miyayim liyayim. That's how you establish chazakah. However, Stay Abal is a field that you don't have to water. The way a field gets water, it gets watered, is just from rainwater. There, you still have to have a chazakah shal shanim. You have to have 3 years of possession. However, you don't have to have miyoyim liyoyim. Because since it's a field that is not constantly worked on, the fact that you weren't there all the time doesn't mean it's not yours. Says the Gemara, so says the Mishnah, how do we establish a chazakah in such, how do we establish chazakah in such a field? And as Rashi points out, we're going to now learn the opinions of Rav Shmuel and Rav Akiva. And Rashi says, Rav Shmuel and Rav Akiva don't mean to argue on the Tanakhama. What they're doing is they're coming to explain what the Tanakhama says. The Tanakhama says that stay about chaskasa shloy shonim vein miyoyim liyoyim. And now the question is, how do we establish what is the definition ein miyoyim liyoyim? The Rashba seems to disagree, and the Rashba seems to say that the Tanakhama says you have to have 3 years. You don't have to have constant presence in the 3 years, but you need 3 years. And Rabbi Shmuel Akiva told you don't have to have even full 3 years. Rabbi Shmuel Amishloisha Chadoshim, Barishoina, 3 years in the first, 3 months in the first year. Shloish Bachroina, 3 months in the last year. Vishnei Masachadish Behemtsin, 12 months in the middle, to give you a total of Shmuel Asachadish, 3 plus 12 plus 3 equal 18. And the Rishonim say, from here we see that to establish a chazakah, you don't have to do the same thing all the time. As long as you're doing things in the field that are done in the field, even though in different times of the year, different things are done, it's still enough to establish, chazakah. So if part of the time you were planting in the field, and part of the time you were collecting produce in the field, that is enough to establish a chazakah. Taisus asks, what does the Mishnah mean to say, Taisus the Ramaskal Shahain, what is the Mishnah coming to tell us that 3 plus 12 plus 3 equal 18? Of course we know it's equal 18. What is the Mishnah coming to tell us that it means 18? So the simple pshat, it will mean that those 18 months have to be consecutive 18 months. The question with that, asked Taisus, is that we're going to learn a mitzvah shem on Daf Chav Tes, that Rav Huna says that the months that we use to establish a chazakah have to be ritzufim, have to be consecutive. So if that's what Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva are saying in our Mishnah, what is Rabbi Kiva, what is Rav Huna coming to teach us? So Taisus Yontov answers that Rabbi Shmuel is coming to teach us that in a case like we're learning now, where 8 months, 18 months, 14 months are enough, then you need ritzufim. Comes Rav Huna to say, not only in a case where like we have a smaller amount of time, 18 months, 14 months, must they be ritzufim, but even in a case like we start the Mishnah, where to establish a chazakah, we need 3 years, says Rav Huna, those 3 years must be ritzufim. Kiva says you don't need to have 18 months. Chodesh Perishayna, 1 month in the first year. Chodesh Bachroina, 1 month in the last year. And then Shnei Masa Chodesh, a year in between. Shnei Masa Chodesh Be'emtza, Harei Abbas Chodesh, you have 14 months. Amrev Shmuel says, Rabbi Shmuel B'medva Mamurim, where do I say that you need to have 18 months? B'stei Lovin, a field that all the fruit is gathered at one time. And there are two reasons why Taisus Yant says it's called a stay loving. One is that this is a field where there are no trees. Where there's trees, there's shade, so it's dark. Here there's no trees, there's no shade. That's why it's called a stay loving. Another reason is because this is a field where grain grows. And where grain, after a while, it gets white. Medvam amurim b'stei lovin. Avil b'stei ilan. Where you have a field that grows trees, and the trees are different types of trees, and each tree's fruit is collected in a different season. Konasas tvasai, if somebody gathered his grapes to make wine, even though normally it means chitin, here we're saying it means stay ilan, so tvua can mean grain. It must mean wine. And ganas tvuasai, brasak azesav, you cut the grapes, kanas as ketsai, and you collected the figs to make dried figs. If you did that, even though it didn't take place over a year, still, harei elu, it's the equivalent of shalosh shanim. Because each one of these three things have a very separate and distinct season. So what happened is, by having done this, it means that you did the equivalent of three seasons. And therefore, since it's the equivalent of three seasons, the halacha is that's enough to establish a chazaka. I saw that the Mefarshim point out that our Mishnah said kanas es tvuasoi, which means grapes, masik zeisoi means olives, and kanas kitzoi is figs. Why did the Mishnah mention specifically this order? Because the Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim Simen Reish Yud Aleph Siv Dalid says that when you have these types of fruits in front of you, first you make the bracha on wine, then you make on zeisim, and then you make on ta'inim, because it's based on the way the words in the pasuk that speak about the zayin minim are mentioned. So since the pasuk is, the Mishnah was very specific and tell us that we follow this order. The order that's given in the Mishnah replicates the order of the halacha in Hilchos Brachos. Says the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shemati m'Halchi Usha. I heard from the Halchi Usha, Shaya Imrim, that they said, Menayin l'chazaka shaloshonim. From where do we learn that a chazaka is established with 3 years? So he said, we learned it from Shor Amud. We know that halacha is that if an animal does damage in an unusual manner, for the first three times that it does the damage, it has to pay chatzi nezek, because it's unusual. Once the animal did it three times, so the animal becomes a sharamud, and now he has to pay nezek sholi. So Amar Rav Yochanan, is teaching us the halacha is that when we speak about that, just like by a sharamud, it takes three times to make an animal into a shor hamuad, so too, to establish a chazaka, we need three times. But ask the Gemara, ma shor hamuad, where shor hamuad kim shenagach shalosh negichas, if it did it three times, nafklei, and the Gemara explains, ma shor hamuad kim shenagach shalosh negichas, once it did it three times, nafklei mecheskes tam v'kav, kamlei mecheskes muad, it's no longer a tam, as we explained, now it's a muad. Hachnami, so too by this property. Kiva the achat lashanim, if I use this property for 3 years, nafaglem reshus meicher, it is no longer considered the property of the owner, of the original owner, kaimle reshus lekeach. So the stipler makes a very important point based on this Gemara. The stipler says, from here we see that the question is, how do we compare a shara mu'ud to this case? Well, the case of a shara mu'ud, presumably, says the stipler, means that because this animal did damage in this manner three times, so we see that became its habit. And because it became its habit, that's why you become responsible. What does that have to do, asked the stipler, with what we're discussing about ownership? So the stipler says that the understanding of a shor hamuad, the way we should understand the shor hamuad, actually is very different. He explains the way to understand a shor hamuad is that a shor hamuad, if an animal has done this three times, it's a proof that this is what this animal is. It doesn't mean that the animal now, because it's done this so many times, this became its way of life. It means that this is what defines the animal, because it did it three times. And the same thing we're going to say in our Gemara, explains the stipler. The fact that somebody is on this property for 3 years and nobody contested my being on the property for 3 years is a proof that this property was always mine. And therefore, we could very much compare the two cases because they both represent proof of what this was all along. And ask the Gemara, but if that's the way you're going to learn, that you want to learn from Shar HaMu'ud, so then ask the Gemara, Ima Shar HaMu'ud, when we speak about the Shar HaMu'ud, Ad Negich Nevi'is Le'mechayiv, when will the Shar HaMu'ud be Chayiv for what it did? It's only going to be when it does the fourth time damage in this fashion. Hachanami, so here too, why are we saying that you need to have 3 years to establish a chazakah? The chazakah should not be established at Shana Revius, like Kaimer Breshusa. Until the fourth year, it should not be a chazakah. And the way Tosfos explains the Gemara, what the Gemara means to say is that just like a Shara Mu'ud, it goes out from the Chatzin Nezik category to the Nezik Sholem category, so too, here it's not considered the original owners, but it's now considered the person who's on the property's owner, and therefore it should only happen after four years, says the Gemara. That's not true. Hachi hashta. At the moment it did three times this type of damage, it became a mu'ud. V'idach, and why do you not pay until the fourth time? Because there's nothing to pay for. Kilei nogach, because if it didn't do anything, my l'shalim, why should you pay? Hacha, but here, where there is something to accomplish by having to pay, kiven the achla klai shanim, since you were on this property for 3 years, once you were on this property for three years, then the halacha is that it's kind of, so now there's a point that it should be proof that it's yours, and therefore the halacha is kaimlon bereshisha. It's considered that it's yours. There's an interesting story where Rav Chaskel Abramsky Zatzal was once giving a shiur on this very Gemara. And the Gemara, as we just learned, proves that how do we establish that a chazaka needs 3 years? The Gemara using Shar HaMu'ud. So there was somebody in the shiur who asked Rav Chaskel Abramsky Zatzal, well, why don't we prove it from the Birkas Kahanim? The halacha is that Birkas Kahanim, we know, has in it three brachas. So he explained, the Shar HaMu'ud is each act of it doing damage is a distinct act. And what the halacha does is that it doesn't look at these three distinct acts as three separate incidences. They're connected. The same thing when somebody is on a property and he's out there 1 year and a second year and a third year, that makes that it's not, we don't look at the 3 years as three separate years. We look at the 3 years as one long time that's a proof that I have a chazaka on this property. The Birkas Kahanim, the fact that I say three brachas, has nothing to do in showing a connection that something which should be separate is connected. And therefore, the perfect example is that it should be three, it should be from Mu'ud, and not, we learn it from Mu'ud, and we don't learn it from anywhere else. Elamata, says the Gemara, if that's the proof from what we learned by Shar HaMu'ud, so ask the Gemara Alamata, so if Allah should be, Chazaka She'enema, Taina Tava Chazaka. The fact that you're on the property should be enough of a proof. And therefore, the question is, we began our shiur that a chazaka is powerful, but it's only powerful when it's accompanied with a taina. Why should it have to be accompanied with a taina? Alama tanan, kol chazaka, she'enema taina, ena chazaka. Says the Gemara, tamamai, what's the reason that we say that the person who's on the property, it's his. Dama kedekamer, because we assume that it is. And we say that if he's making a claim, the fact that he has a chazaka to support his claim, that's a proof that this property is his. But if he doesn't say anything, if he isn't making any valid claim to prove that the property is his, so then the question is, so why should we make any claim, and how can we award him the property? The halacha is that when somebody is going to protest, the halacha is that even if the protest was done not in the presence of the person who owns the, who has a chazaka, it's considered a valid mecha. But ask the Mara, Maskler Avira, Elamata Mechoshla Bevanov, Loitav Mecha. Why is it a valid Mecha? Why shouldn't we learn, if we're learning for Sharamud, why don't we say Dumya the Sharamud, Mas Sharamud? Just like the halacha by Sharamud is Bevanov Be'inan, in order that the animal should become a Sharamud, the owner had to be told. The Torah says, Vahuad Bebalov, the owner has to be told, this is something that your animal did. Here too, it has to be told to him. The halacha nami here should be befana beinim, because the question here, as Tysus explained, is on the mecha. The question is that why is a mecha that shloi befana considered a valid mecha if it's not considered a valid mecha by a shar hamud? Answers the Gemara. Hasam v'hula b'bav k'siv. The Torah specifically learns v'hud b'balav that you have to give the warning in front of the owner. Hacha, there is no need to give the warning in front of the owner, because what is the point of the giving of the warning? The point of giving of the warning is that the person should know to be careful, and if I'm on the property, I should not just rely on my chazaka, because I know that the original owner is contesting this. And that I'm going to find out even if the protest is not done in my presence. Because chavre islay, and we are able, that's how the message will come to me that this person is complaining. This is the way Rashi learns. Tysus seems to learn that indeed, protesting, mecha is always valid, even shloi b'fanav. Over here, the reason why you need to have b'fanav is because the Torah HaKadosh says, v'hu ad b'balav. And the Torah HaKadosh, by saying v'hu ad b'balav, is indicating that it has to be in front of him, that's a special halacha by Shar Hamud. Ask the Gemara, Urameya. The question is, we're learning that to be a mood you have to have three times. But how many times how do those three times look? According to Yehuda, as the Gemara Masech Baba Kama, Daf Chof Gimel on the base teaches us, it has to be three negichas in three separate days. And Rameya holds even in one day. And Rameya explanation is Richek Negichasov. If there was a time between the acts, he becomes a mu'ud. Kirev negichaysov, if he did it all on one day, certainly it's an indication that this animal is a mu'ud. Ask the Gemara, therefore, Ulrameya, damarichik negichaysov chayiv, that if in 3 days the animal becomes a mu'ud, kirev negichaysov lekoshkin, then certainly in one day becomes a mu'ud. So therefore, ask the Gemara, if that's the case, that if something happens in one day, according to Rameya, it's enough to be a mu'ud. So, if you ate three different fruits in one day, ta'ena, like you could have three figs that don't ripen in the same time. So if you have three figs that ripen at three different times of the day, la'ave chazaka, says the Gemara, yes, you want to compare it to Shu'amud, but when we think about the three accidents, that the Shar Amud was in. Dumya the Shar Amud. Ma b'Shar Amud. Beda the Islay ha negicha les la negicha. Each one of these acts was separate. Hachanami. Beda the Islay la high pri les la high pri. The when we talk about the animal, it has to be that each one is completely distinct. And that isn't the case by the fruit. Yes, the fruit might ripen at different times, but even though they ripen at different times, they all are there at the same time. So ask the Gemara, if that's your question, Ochla Klas Peri, Kegoin Tzlaf, when you have three different fruits off one tree, so there, one isn't there when the other one is there, Leve Chazaka, says the Gemara, that's not true. The fruit is there. Migmahu the gugam of ozel. It's just not ripe. So says the Gemara. So what's going to be? Ochel plus a prayer betlos and yoimim. Something that could go in a spasa. It's a type of grass that was used for animal feed. And the animal feed, and as Tosfos points out, what's the difference between tslaf and ta'ena? By ta'ena, the fruit is there. It's just not completely ripened. The tslaf, it's very small. So that's why the Gemara wanted to differentiate between tslaf and ta'ena. To which the Gemara said, it's not a fair differentiation, because by both of them, the fruit is already there. But now ask the Gemara, what are you going to say by aspasa? It's a type of grass that was used as animal food. And every 30 days, there's a whole new growth. So the halacha is lav chazaka. Then the halacha should be that in 30 days we cut it three times, we should have a chazak in 30 days. Says the Gemara, Hechidami. How is it eaten? The kadiach v'achla, the kadiach v'achla. The grass grows, and then it grows again. Hasam, mishamadu the kamishat v'achla. Here, the halacha is that you just take it out. You don't wait until it's full. And therefore, it's not comparable to aspasa. So says the Gemara, ochet losa peri betlosa yarcha, kigon aspasa, where it's completely not there, lahavi chazaka. Answers the Gemara, man holchi usha, who are the holchi usha that are giving this explanation? Rabbi Shmuel. And Rabbi Shmuel, hochinami, indeed, according to Rabbi Shmuel, you would be able to establish a chazaka that way. The Tanan, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Medvar Mur, mistay alovin, that's where you need to have 3 years. Avastay Ilan Kanasas Tvaso and Mosak Zais of Kanas Ketzai Rael Shalashanim. So indeed, we see from here that the halacha is that if there's three distinct fruits, then the halacha is you could establish a chazaka without needing 3 years or anything, just the three fruits is enough to establish a chazaka. We know that the halacha is that on Shmini Atzeres, we begin to say, Mashva Ruach Amayr Agashim. And the question is, and the halacha is, if you didn't say it, you have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. And the Shulchan Aruch says, based on the Gemara, Masechta Tainus, that if for the first 30 days, you didn't say, you don't know if you said it, or you have to say over Mashva Ruach Amayr Agashim, you have to say over the Shemoneh Esrei, we need to assume you didn't say it. But says the Meramah Rattenberg, that if I say on Shmini Atzeres 90 times Mashva Ruach Amayr Agashim, so Rameyah just taught us in our shir, the kir of Negichos V'Lo Koshkein, that if something can establish over a longer time, it's certainly established over a shorter time. So if over 30 days it's established, that I'm saying Mashva Ruach Amayr Agashim properly, certainly if I said it at one time, it should be established. It's important to point out, it's inadequate just to say the four words Mashva Ruach Amayr Agashim, according to Meram Rattenberg. You have to say the entire nusach of that bracha. But if you'll say it 90 times, says the Meram Rattenberg, especially according to Rameyer, you will establish a chazaka, and there, if you'll have a question, if you said Mashva Ruach Amayr Agashim, you won't need to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. The other Rishonim disagree, and they say that that's not the way to establish the chazaka. The Shulchan Aruch and Orach Chaim Siman Kuf Yudal Tziv Tes paskins like the Maram Rotenberg. Magen Avraham quotes the Darkei Moshe that says that you can't rely on it, and presumably the Machlokes Rishonim, if we can rely on this or not, is connected if we follow the opinion of Rameya or Rabbi Yehuda. However, there's some that say that you have to say it more or less times. Why? Because Mashal Ruach HaMoed HaGeshem is said in every Shemoneh Esrei. So in 30 days, you have more than 90 Shemoneh Esreis. So if the Shulchan Aruch says, if the Gemara says, to establish the Chazakah, you need 30 days, so you need the amount of Shemoneh Esreis that you say in 30 days. And in 30 days, there's more than 90 Shemoneh Esreis, because on Shabbos we say 4 Shemoneh Esreis, and on Rosh Chodesh we say 4 Shemoneh Esreis. On the other hand, says the Chasam Sofer, when it comes to the bracha of the same bracha, of the same talamata that we say by Baruch Aleinu, there you shouldn't need 90 Shemoneh Esreis, because we don't say 90 Shemoneh Esreis with that in 30 days, because we don't say the same bracha or the same talamata within 90 times, because there aren't 90 Shemoneh Esreis with that in it. Halach lemaisa, if those that are following the Maram Rotenberg, the Pesach can say the Maram Rotenberg means to say that we see the 90 is a number that makes you accustomed to it. There's an interesting shaila from the Elef Elcha Shloima. So the Shulchan Aruch said that 30 days is the amount of time you need to establish that you're saying Mashal Ruach HaMoed HaGeshem. What's going to be the halacha if you said Shemoneh Esrei, you davened for 15 days, and then you said Mashal Ruach HaMoed HaGeshem not 90 times, but you only said it 45 times. So he says, and the Shari Tshuva quotes the Aleph Elcha Shloima, that according to Maram Rotenberg, would be acceptable. The Mishnah Berurah, however, in Sifkat Mem Gimel over there says that one should not l'chatchila rely on this approach that the Maram Rotenberg suggests. It could be, especially if we're following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, that we don't say Richek Negosov is Chayiv, Kirv Negosov is certainly Chayiv, and therefore if we don't follow Rameya's opinion, the halacha will be that the halacha will be that you can't establish that we know you're saying it properly that way.